Quebec 4, Alpha Sierra November, calling Kilo Bravo 4, Foxtrot Juliet Foxtrot. Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Sierra November, calling Kilo Bravo 4, Foxtrot Juliet Foxtrot.
This is KB4FKS, returning your call.
Hi, David. How are you? We finally connected.
Yeah, I've got a lot of static on my end, so it's not as clear today as it has been. But yeah, we made a connection.
I was with Don, and he just gave me the textbook that you used in your antenna, well, your radio transmission course that he took, so I'm now studying that.
That's a really good book. I think it's out of print, if I remember right. But antenna stuff hasn't changed much.
I realize that. I'm really kind of excited because I've built an antenna for both Don and myself on the 2-meter band just out of copper wire, and it works really well. That's what I'm using now. I'm wondering where the interference is coming, but there is interference.
I'm hearing some Morse code, so I think there's somebody out there doing the CW. I hear it once in a while.
You also set up for HF?
I think so. I have a dual band radio.
I had an antenna that I've put up. I was given a tuner just a couple days ago, so I haven't tuned it yet, but I have been able to get pretty far in the U.S., so I am happy that both are starting to work well. Didn't get that last one.
Don will be able to put up an antenna where he lives?
On the 2-meter, I'm going to give him my handheld, and I'm giving him this antenna that I've built, and he's got an attic that he can put it up in, so he should be okay. He and I are both going in for the testing on the third Saturday of December. He's going to get the technician, and I think he'll get that without trouble. I'm going to be working and trying to pass the extra exam.
I'm glad you got Don involved, too, because I could practically talk to him directly from where I live.
I think that's probably true. We're anxious to try to see if we can connect because, as I said, I'm giving him my handheld, and then now I have this Yaesu FT-1802 with 50 watts, so I can get to him for sure, either repeater or simplex, but I don't know if he'll be able to get back to me.
That's why the repeater is so convenient for us.
Great, as long as they're running and they got electricity. When Lloyd's going to try to get a transceiver.
Lloyd? Yeah, I don't think he's bought a radio yet.
Says he's going to wait till he gets his general license, so I don't know if it's a matter of cost or just time or what, but it'd be nice to get him going, but he hasn't quite got... I've caught the bug very quickly.
Things have come up. I mean, he's had a couple of car problems, and so he was supposed to go to the Ham Fest with me, and he didn't because of his car problems. So I think he's distracted. Not because he's distracted, but because other things are pulling him away.
Probably right. I was happy. I got this transceiver for 2 meters, and I was willing to just go with 2 meters, and I'm not worried about digital for my use. So I got this for like $60, and the thing works really well. So I'm happy. I was hoping to find something similar for him, but he does need a power supply, and that adds in quite a bit of extra cost. Now has cleared up quite a bit. I know that neither of us are great talkers, but I just wanted to see if we could make contact, and we have. So that's a very good opportunity, very encouraging to me.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I actually talked to you, so this is great.
Long time, but at least we've got email and like I said, always ask questions. I'm glad to answer the emails, and we're really excited. Our website now is we're getting listeners from 30 countries, so we're getting encouraged at how well it's reaching out.
After that, time is winding up here, and we need to get the message out.
Sure. Well, I won't keep you. I don't know if you're still working, but we can talk another time. I'd like to try HF sometime.
We'll plan on that sometime, but thank you. KB4FJF, out.
So back for Alpha Sierra November, 73, David, and clear.
Two, clear.